My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. Welcome, family. Episode 53 is live, and we're in the building. Today, I had an amazing guest on the show. Blake Soulette is the founder and host of the Fly podcast. Fly is an acronym for Fulfilling Life's Yearnings. Blake actually contacted me first to get on his show. And of course, you know, I was down. I'm always down to hop on other people's shows. And, you know, it's always fun talking about yourself, you know. But I told him there's only one stipulation, and that stipulation was for him to in turn be a guest on my show as well, so my listeners can get some insight behind him and his journey through entrepreneurship, the podcast life, and I actually flipped the script on him, and you'll see I ask him what and how he's fulfilling his life's yearnings. But before we get into the show, today's action of the day is to ask your partner, your girlfriend or boyfriend, or even a close family member. You know, this can be anyone you're close to, and ask them what they think your strengths and weaknesses are. Tell them to be completely honest and transparent with you. Promise you won't get mad. You guys will be able to listen. And a lot of us should be aware of what those strengths and weaknesses are, but it's always nice to see if what they say correlates to what you think. You know, when I asked my girlfriend this, I said, hey, what do you think my biggest strengths and weaknesses are? And my biggest weakness, guys, is, you know, I get caught up in too many options. I call this the entrepreneur quicksand. There's so many things I want to do all the time, and there's only 24 hours in the day. I'm only one guy. So sometimes my focus can get skewed in different areas when you know, I really don't need to be putting my focus there. So this is an interesting exercise for you guys to give it a shot. And again, have them be honest. So that's the action of the day. Let's get into the show. What's up, Blake? How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Thanks for having me on your show today. I'm really excited to be a part of the H Project and just to, you know, chat it up with each other for a little bit and see what greatness comes out of it.
Dude, for sure. I mean, this is a fairly new relationship that we've been able to create. And yeah, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful to have you on and kind of get some insight on what you're doing. But before we get into that, can you give us a little bit about yourself? What do you do and who you are?
No, absolutely, for sure. My name is Blake Giovanni Thomas Soule. Right now, I am 24 years old. I live in Commerce, Michigan, and I am the creator and host of the Fulfilling Life's Yearnings podcast, which is also a show that comes out on iTunes. And through my show, I talk with different fly millennials, which is what I like to call them, and talk about how they are fulfilling life's yearnings in their own lives, and what that means is just being able to, you know, take action on the dreams that we all have. And I find it so refreshing to speak with other individuals that are my age and being able to learn from them and even connect with them and form those relationships with someone who is like-minded, just like myself.
Yeah, dude, it's all about relationships, man. And you're, yeah, dude, we had a chance to actually, I was on your show and stuff, and that's how we got connected. And you're doing some good stuff over there, man. And that leads me to the next question. You know, what is the purpose of your show?
Oh, I love that question. And yeah, it's just so cool, like how we were able to connect. And for me, when I started the show, which came out on April 20th, 2015. At the beginning, the main purpose was just showing myself that I could do something that was out of my comfort zone. You know, I had been listening to podcasts like the Greatness podcast and also some of the other business related podcasts that come out along the same lines of the self-development theme podcast. And from there, I was just listening to these episodes and these guys talk and doing research on them and figuring out what their backgrounds were. And I was like, I can do something like this. You know, I can make another platform, because previously I was doing motivational speaking in schools. And so I'm looking at this and I said, this is just another opportunity for me to continue doing what I love, which is just, you know, talking about self-development topics, ways to grow and develop, and just all about happiness and doing what you love. And I was like, this is a way for me to use all these thoughts that I'm typically just going to write down in a notebook and maybe never look at again, and actually take all these things that I'm coming up with and recording them, you know, putting them out there on a computer, letting other people listen in and hear the thoughts that I'm talking about. And coincidentally, from doing that, I got more comfortable about talking about what it is that I love to do. And that's why I called my show, you know, Fulfilling Life's Yearnings, which is all about doing those things that you would regret not doing later in life. So, like, sure. For me, one, for instance, the podcast, how I got started with this, I started with something that was very easy to talk about. I went on vacation and I said, you know what, if I'm really going to start doing this podcast, you know, when I get back home from vacation, let's do something that I can readily and easily talk about. Yeah. So that was, what am I doing on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. So every night I would just talk about, okay, here's what I did today on vacation, and talk about how I felt and the different things that we were going to experience and what we were going to talk about the next day. And from doing that, that gave me that extra confidence to say, all right, let's go back home and start this thing from the ground running and see where I can go with it. And then from there, the podcast has gone from something that I felt was necessary for me to do for my own personal development to also being something that I wanted to include others, because I know I can't be the only person in the world who feels that they have, you know, a calling to do something or that they can do something bigger than themselves. So I said, you know what, let's start reaching out to other, you know, fly millennials who are around the same age as me. Again, I'm 24. And talk about the changes that they're making in their own life, and also what they are doing to fulfill, you know, whatever it is that they want. And that's really the story of the podcast and why I do it. And then just because I just truly love it. You know, I get up excited to do this every day, and I plan out my schedule accordingly so I can, you know, do the research I need to do for the episodes. And then as soon as I start getting in that zone, man, the stuff just flows out, and that's what I love about it. This, like, recharges me in a way and helps me conquer, you know, anything else that comes up throughout the day.
Dude, for sure. And it's infectious talking to other people, especially and you run your same age group. It's very motivational, you know. Mm-hmm. It's motivating to hear other people in different parts of the state or the country, wherever, doing cool things or doing things that they're fulfilling their life's yearnings. And yeah, dude, for sure. I think you're doing awesome, and I think you are hitting the nail on the head when you say, here's my purpose, and I think you're fulfilling that purpose. And it's clear, you know, everything that you said, I can see from just going through your podcast. You know, I see the energy, man. I see the mission behind the show. And I just did a podcast yesterday on this topic. I talked about transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And being transparent and the importance of being transparent. And I see that in you and what you're doing with your show, and dude, it's truly inspiring, and you're truly doing some cool stuff, man.
But no, thank you. I do appreciate that. That's awesome that even just for you to say that, and because we're kind of like in the same boat, still progressing forward, but it feels awesome to even get that acknowledgement from where we are today. So thank you for that.
Dude, anytime, bro. So we talked about your purpose. what inspired you to start the podcast, man? Was it like, so for me, with my podcast, you know, I was listening to a lot of Lewis Howes, The Greatness.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was listening to.
a lot of Lewis Howes. He was probably one of the first podcasts I really got into. And then it took me probably about 20 or 30 episodes into his where I was like, wow, I should do this. I mean, I want to get into speaking and I want to do all these other things, but I need to create that platform. Where do I start? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna do a podcast, and I didn't even think about it, dude. I said, I'm gonna do a podcast, and I just did it. So what inspired you? Was it someone, was it a podcast in particular, or was it just you just wanting to fulfill your life yearnings? What was it?
Yeah. So when you said that, I saw so much of me and what you were saying, because I'm also a fan of Lewis House's podcast, Greatness, and just listening to his episodes. Man, I used to listen to this religiously, you know, every single moment of when I was awake, and just fueling my head with all these different things that he was talking about, and listening to how he got started with his show. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I started looking at, you know, Entrepreneur on Fire. Sure. And with John Lee Dumas, and listening to what he was saying, started plugging into, you know, how he said you can start a podcast. And initially what I did was I downloaded his podcast on how to make a podcast. Yeah. You know, started from there. I'm like, this is something. Once I started breaking it down and saw it in a format that was, you know, something I was like, well, this is easily attainable. If I just do these simple steps, then I could have my own show. And from there, I just started, you know, taking action on it. The thing that I want to mention, which was something that used to hold me back from like trying things that were outside of my comfort zone, was that analysis by paralysis. And, you know, years ago, you know, wanted to be perfect, and then come to find out that there is no such thing as perfect. Mm-hmm. I had a guest on my show by the name of David Moy, who was an actor. And he said his acting coach told him, you know, don't worry about, you know, whether you do it wrong or right. You know, the whole concept or construct of wrong or right is so subjective, and essentially there's, you know, 6 billion ways to do one thing. And just being able to know things like that and saying, you know what, it doesn't matter if this is perfect or not. Mm-hmm. I'm attempting to do something bigger than myself, and I'm putting myself out there. And from having those other podcast examples to show me the way, and then asking for help when I needed it to make my own show, that was what really inspired me to get going, knowing that they're providing, you know, so much help and guidance to me that I wanted to be able to in turn return that favor and do it for others.
Yep, for sure. And you, there's a lot of insight there on what you said, and I'm not sure if everyone caught that, but you don't have to be perfect. People set out and they're like, oh, I need to be perfect. I need to get all my ducks in a row before I can set out to do something, whatever it may be. And I'm like, you don't. You just got to go. I mean, it's action. And learning how to deal with the ups and downs and dealing with trials and tribulations and adapting to your surroundings, that's what it's about. Like, when I started my podcast, man, I had no idea about podcasts. I learned on the fly. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about yet. I didn't know how I was going to map it out. I mean, all I knew was that one day a week I was going to do one podcast, and that's all I focused on. And
right.
I just let time go on, and I just kept at it. I stayed consistent. But yeah, dude, perfect. And, you know, we already talked about, I had a chance to be on your show, and there's a question that you asked me that stuck out, and you asked, how are you fulfilling your life's yearnings? You know, and so I'm going to flip the script on you, and I'm going to ask you the same question. How are you fulfilling your life's yearnings? I know you kind of touched on that with the podcast, but what about outside mm-hmm. the podcast as well?
Oh man, I love that question. So thanks for asking. It's I think probably my favorite question as well. So the how I'm fulfilling life's yearnings is by doing the things that I would regret not doing if I were to die. So what that means for me is that every morning I wake up, I set out to go and do something new, you know, whether that's meeting somebody new or just living up to this, you know, to this idea of who I have myself, whether that's, you know, like even for the podcast, reaching out to people that I want to have on, or even my day-to-day life, trying new things that are outside of my comfort zone, and just little things like that. As far as, you know, if I'm going out today, you know, talk to some strangers, you know, ask them about themselves. Just be that person who is able to connect, you know, because it's not necessarily always about, well, I want to go on these crazy adventures, which I do, and those will come. But it's also about going through your day-to-day life and being the best, you know, the best person that you can be. And so even with my show, I say, you know, fulfilling life's yearnings is about, you know, being your best, you know, writing or rewriting the script of your life to whatever you want it to be, and taking action on your dreams or your goals, whatever those might be for the day. And sometimes what I've had noticed in the past was that people come up with, you know, huge goals, dreams, which is fine. That's absolutely fine. But it also comes a point in time when you also have to remember that those aren't, may or may not come right away. But what you can do while you're on that journey is that to make sure that each and every single waking moment that you have is that you make the most out of those moments. You know, people can go through the day and they're only, or go through a work week and they're working for the weekend. We've all heard that song. They're just going through the week, going through the motions, just waiting for Saturday and Sunday so they can do, you know, pretty much nothing or do something else, right? And that's been the mold for many people. Whereas if you're fulfilling life's yearnings day in and day out, that means that you have a sense of purpose for what you're doing, and you understand, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. And for me, that's always been centered around fulfilling life's yearnings, just enjoying the day, being grateful for what's going on, you know, finding ways to be happy and fulfilled throughout the day, because we know this is our only life. And if you're going to be doing something that doesn't bring you some satisfaction, or you can't explain the reason why you're doing it behind it, then sometimes that might be a time to reflect and look and say, well, this thing doesn't really bring me any joy or happiness. It's actually bringing me down, and I haven't been aware of that. So that's why for me, fulfilling life's yearnings is the mainstay of everything that I do, from the moment that I wake up to my day-to-day activities and to the people that I reach out with and connect with on a daily basis.
Yeah, dude, perfect answer. I didn't even answer it that good, man. good work, man.
Okay. Thanks.
So what do you think stops people from actually fulfilling their life yearnings?
Oh, man. The biggest thing that stops people from, you know, fulfilling their life's yearnings is just this idea that we've all had in our heads, you know, from society or from other people in our lives, that we don't have a choice of what we do. You know, people will say, well, I don't have a choice, I have to do this, there's no other option. And that statement alone, you know, is so telling. Because if you have that type of mindset where you don't think you can do something different, then you won't do anything different. Whereas if you have a growth mindset and you realize and understand that you have the power and control of what you do in your life, then you'll be able to open up your mind to these new possibilities, and it's given. And it's about learning, you know, learning to manifest your desires. And it's by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And so in this book, it's all about the law of attraction, you know, just reframing your mind and realizing that you now in this, now wherever you are, you know, whatever you're going through in your life and whatever type of situation you have, you always have the control over what you do. And this is something that I learned from psychology, which is a term referred to as locus of control. Those people who have a locus of control and they believe that they can dictate the way they go throughout the day, these are the people who have no problem fulfilling their life's yearnings. Whereas others who say, well, things just happen to me. I don't have any control over them. I can't ever do these things. Those people who are doing the things that look like something that I might want to do, they were lucky. They had more opportunities than I had. They were born into money. They were smarter. They were prettier. They already were stronger than me. They already knew what they wanted to do. If people tell themselves those type of responses in order to make excuses for why other people are fulfilling life's yearnings and they're not, that is the reason why that they won't ever be able to. It comes from awareness. You know, and I talk about this all the time on my show. It's just that being aware of the fact that you can control what you do and understanding that you can control your thoughts, nothing that you do can happen without you giving, you know, permission for it to happen.
Sure.
That is so relieving. It gives you a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying that, well, I don't have a choice. This is just going to happen regardless. Whereas you start saying, I do have a choice. Yeah. I'm aware that right now in this moment, I can do so many different things. I just have to choose. And when you start making those choices and you start moving forward and saying, you know what, I'm going to start looking at my life like a movie, if you will, and I'm the director, I'm going to direct what it is that I want to do and start making those happen. And it doesn't even have to be huge things. Again, if you're only comfortable with taking baby steps, keep making those baby steps every single day. By a week's time, you're going to be that much better at it. By a month time is better. 6 months from that time, you'll be so much better at doing the things that you wanted to do that a year from that day when you started, you won't even recognize that owed you, because you'll be so far along from where you started that you'll be able to see that the things that you wanted to make happen were available to you all along.
And that's power, bro. That's yes. Power. Yeah, you know, I couldn't say it any better. I couldn't say any of that any better. You know, I wanted to add something to it, but I'm like, dude, you took it, man. You ran with it, and it was perfect. So what's the first step for someone to start fulfilling his or her life's yearnings? Do you think it's identifying what that is, or do you think it is starting within and empowering themselves first and then setting out to accomplish something? I mean, how can you kind of arrange that order from
– Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing that I would say in order to do that is, again, it comes from being aware. You know, you can, most people go throughout the day not even being aware of their own unconscious, you know, thoughts. And
I agree.
And that can be either an issue if somebody is going through something, you know, horrible that they're not even realizing is negatively affecting their life, or it could also be like a whatever thing for people who just don't care. But I would say the number one is, if you're going to start changing your life, it all comes from being aware, you know, being in the moment and being able to either listen to your body, you know, when it's telling you that something is wrong, being able to listen to your mind when you keep on having this nagging pain or this nagging thought in the back of your mind is saying, man, this doesn't feel right. You know, you need to stop whatever it is that you're doing and listen to the signs, because our bodies will tell us so much about ourselves, even our minds. And it's just being able to stop and listen to what it's saying. So for me, prime example of this is that, you know, I've worked jobs before and a lot of them were great jobs. The most recent one I had maybe last year was one that I enjoyed, and it just got to a point where my subconscious was telling me, you know, all the time that, dude, stop what you're doing. It's draining you. It's not making you any better. It's actually starting to make you, you know, a worse person than what you were before you started going there. And that's a powerful message that a lot of us aren't listening to.
Yep.
I wasn't incongruent with what I knew to be true for myself and what I valued for things that happened in my life. And when you're incongruent with what you feel and what you value and what you place as important, then I feel that you're slowly dying. It's not going to happen right away, yeah. But every day that you continue to resist what your body is telling you, then that's just another day that you're taking off of your life. And that's just the way that I look at it. And I relate that so much to what I got from Steve Jobs when he said, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and if you don't like that person that you see, then don't complain about it. You know, change it. Don't continue to wake up day in and day out, look in the mirror, oh, I hate myself, I don't like what I'm doing, but I can't do anything about it. No, don't do that. Yeah. You have to say, I don't like this person that I'm looking at. Come to grips with that. If you don't like what's going on in your life and you want to change it, then start changing it. Mm-hmm. But then you say, you know, how? How can I change what's going on in my life? You know, I have different circumstances that are going on with me. So how can I start making those changes? And again, it's taking those baby steps. You know, you have to sit down and really carve out some time to actually say, this is what's happening. Write it down. You know, I'm a firm believer of writing things down, because that's the only way to get your thoughts out and to actually do something with them. You can either write it down, or what I do for myself is I record what I'm going through something, and that way I can listen back to it and work my way through whatever was going on. But definitely number one is that if you're coming to a wall and you're having a crisis and you're trying to figure out like what to do next, you need to take some self time. You know, shut everything else out. Spend a couple of minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes, writing down the things that you don't like that are happening in your life. And this doesn't have to be like paragraph form. The simplest way to do this is to say, okay, I got a piece of paper out. What are the things that I don't like that are happening in my life? Write each one of those things down as like a topic sentence. Like, say, for instance, I don't like that I wake up late. That could be one thing. Okay, so just write that down and then go to the next one. Make the list as long as you feel comfortable making. And then once you find out all those things that you don't like that are currently happening in your life, take out another sheet of paper or however many you need and start saying, okay, the thing that I don't like is I don't like that I wake up late. What can I do to change that? What am I currently doing that's making me wake up late consistently when I would rather start getting up earlier and earlier so I can have more time throughout the day? Mm-hmm. And so you'll start saying, well, maybe I'm watching too much TV, you know, maybe I'm procrastinating so much, or I'm staying up late on my phone, or I'm going out when I don't need to be doing things like this, whereas I could be spending that time getting sleep, you know, rejuvenating so I can start getting up earlier and earlier and earlier. Yep. And it's just something simple like that. Again, just to kind of wrap that up, just being aware that you don't like what's happening in your life, or even if there's small things that you want to change, just be aware that you can change those things and write down those things that you don't like, and then make up a short plan to say and re-engineer that plan to say, well, if this is my end goal of what I would like to be at, what do I need to do to start making that happen?
Sure. Yeah, and I'm a writer as well. Like, I have to write things down. I have to visually sometimes see my thoughts, man. And, and I, you know, all that goes back into being self-aware of your thoughts and how you're feeling. And,
right.
And, you know, some days I'm like, wow, I don't feel like I feel kind of, I'm procrastinating. I don't really feel good today. I try to identify why, you know, and I try to avoid the things that make me feel that way. Maybe I did spend too much time on the couch and that put me in a slump. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to avoid spending too much time on the couch. You know, so by identifying what things could be holding you back, I think is extremely powerful. So next question is, what advice do you have for those people who struggle with self-doubt? But and not just self-doubt, but also struggle with doubt from those around them. They don't really have that supporting cast who really believe in their dreams, or believe that they can achieve what they want to achieve. How can they silence those people and move forward?
Gosh, I think that's a great question. And I feel the best way to do that is, first of all, silencing that self-doubt is number one. You know, there's a song that comes on the radio, and it's by Haley Seinfeld. I want to say that's her name. And she says, "Hey, I love myself and I don't need anybody else. I love me." So like, if you begin to start loving yourself first and foremost, and not placing, you know, value in other people's opinions of you, then you can begin to eliminate that self-doubt, because then you'll go back to saying, okay, what is this self-doubt telling me? And then you'll start saying, well, my self-doubt is telling me that I can't, you know, ask this girl out, or I can't get this job that I really want, or I can't walk up to some stranger and start talking with them about, you know, whatever. You know, these are all self-doubt things that are being almost like beamed into you because other people told you that you couldn't do them. So if you understand that, hey, nobody can tell me what I'm capable of doing. You know, the reason why I am here is because my ancestors were capable of doing amazing things. My ancestors made it through whatever tough times that they went through. My ancestors did so many more harder things, you know, more challenging, just because of the time period that they were in, and they survived. Yeah. And inside of me, I have all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I like to tell people is that you're here for a reason. There is no need to have any sort of self-doubt. You were put here, whether if you believe in higher power or spiritual or energy, you made it here for a reason. You beat out, and I'm talking about when you come from the womb and even before when you were conceived, you beat out almost 6 billion other cells to get to where the point where you were born. And think of that for a second. Like, before you were even actually physically here, you had to beat out over 6 billion other people that were trying to be born.
Yeah.
And just think of that. Like, you've gone through so many things already. And if people think of stuff like this and they say, "Well, I've made it. I've already conquered, you know, so many tough challenges," where the challenge was real. It was right there. If you didn't make it up, you weren't going to be born today, whatever your birthday is, and things would not be the way that they were right now. You would be somebody completely different. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
So just that idea of having self-doubt is that you have to tell yourself things like this. You have to be your own coach. You got to be your own motivator. You have to be your own, you know, your own cheerleader, if you will. Tell yourself great things about yourself. Tell yourself the things that you've done. Tell yourself about the things you've overcame. And if you continue to tell yourself stuff like that, you know, every day, you know, look in the mirror when you wake up and tell yourself amazing things about yourself, amazing things that you did the day before, or that you beat out so many other cells to be alive today, those things will invigorate you. They'll energize you. They'll make you feel confident. Mm-hmm. And when people tell you stuff about you, you'll just laugh inside because you'll know them not to be true. And you know that other people can't tell you, you know, who you are. And so the second part of your question was about, you know, if you don't have those people in your life who can be like a support group for you. Mm-hmm. And at times, you know, that can be very, very challenging and very destructive. And so a week or so ago, I had on a guest on my show, and she talked about this because she didn't have people in her life that she could rely on to be there for her. But the thing that she did and what I do is, if you don't have people like that in your life, which I have my mom and my family, and they support me in anything that I want to do. Whereas I know everyone doesn't have that. So what you have to realize is that even if your family isn't supporting you and what you do, that's really okay, because they're probably just not on the same page that you were on, and they have things that they don't like about themselves, whether they, you know, overtly admit it or not, and they're subconsciously just telling you stuff that they feel about themselves, and that's the only thing that they know. If they feel like they can't do something, then they're gonna think, well, what makes you think that you can do something like that when I couldn't even do it? Yeah. And that's just them projecting, you know. That's them projecting onto you. People actually, when they're saying negative stuff about you, they're not really talking to you. They're projecting all of their negative stuff that they feel about themselves, and they're trying to push it on you to keep you down. It's like the old tale about the crabs in the bucket.
I never heard of that.
So one, you always, and crabs in the bucket, there's always that one crab that's trying to get out. Yeah. But because all the other crabs aren't able to do that, they will stay in there and keep on constantly dragging you down and preventing you from escaping outside of the bucket. So crabs like to pull you back. Yeah. They don't want you to go further than what they were able to do. They want to make sure that, and again, they don't even know that they're doing this. This is just their subconscious. They're not at that level of awareness to realize that my thoughts are actually negatively affecting someone else that I should love and that I feel like I do love, but they don't even know it. So you have to take those negative thoughts that people say to you, and if you don't have that support group, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But the thing that you can do is what I've talked with many others about, is that they've gone out and found like-minded people. You know, all you have to do, and I know it's hard at times, and it takes some time to get used to, but you really just have to begin putting yourself out, you know, communicating, you know, what it is that you love. You know, I love fulfilling life's yearnings, and I talk to people about this, and then right away, I know if these people are going to be receptive to me or not. And if they're not, then I'll say, okay, then I realize that this person isn't going to be, you know, that person is going to be, hey, Blake, I heard you did great at this. They're going to be that person that's trying to pull you back down. And you have to be able to start identifying those people when you're going through your day-to-day and start building those friendships up with people who are going to be there to support you. But at the beginning, if you can't find those people, you are your biggest asset. And the things that you tell yourself really are the only ones that matter, because you're the only one that knows deep down inside what you're capable of.
Yep. Couldn't say any better. And I actually have heard of that bucket, the crab story, where the crabs will actually kill the crab trying to leave.
Yes.
Because it's not the norm, which is, that's bizarre that, that's just their instincts, you know? And, I could see how that directly correlates to other people trying to kill your dreams or bring you down, because they, you know, they battle with self, they battle with themselves, you know, they don't believe in themselves. So, yeah, it's just, that's crazy, man. It is crazy. But, okay. So I only have a couple more questions left. We're almost done with the show, but, before I get into it, I want to take a second. I just want to acknowledge you, man. And, tell you that I'm grateful for you coming on to my show. I'm grateful for you having me on your show, and I'm grateful for the relationship, and I'm grateful for what you're doing and all those people that you're giving to. So thanks, bro. I mean, again, we notice, people notice, you know, and at times it is hard. I understand, you know, I go through it myself, but dude, just keep at it, man, because what you're doing is, you know, one day you're going to be able to leverage, and you're going to really be able to help people if you're already not helping tons of people now. So keep up what you're doing. But I have three more questions. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh man, another great question, and I'll answer it this way, because that's like one of those things when, and I do love the question a lot, but this, I like to think outside it, so I'll respond to it this way, and I'll start with why. So when you're going through like a job interview, and the people are out and they want to ask, like, so, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you're sitting there with the interviewer, and of course the typical response is to say that you want to be able to move up in that company, blah blah blah, and continue to move up to a management role, or something like that. So, but what the way I respond to it when it comes to fulfilling life's yearnings is just that where I want to be in 5 years is more of like what's the best way to say it? like a mentality type thing where I want the people that listen to my show, of course I want to build the show up more, but the people who listen to it or the people that I meet in my daily life, I just want to be able to inspire them to bring the best out of themselves. And I know that's a huge goal. I don't want to put a number on it because I don't want to cap it, you know, but 5 years from now, I see myself being able to look back on the 5 years that have already passed and said, have I made an impact on people's lives? And I'll be able to either answer it yes or no. You know, it will be that simple. And even if it's just one person, you know, two people, that was doing my job. Hopefully, I know there'll definitely be more than that because just because of the reach that we're starting to, you know, build, excuse me, and the connection that we're starting to get for the show, but putting like a specific number or something on it like that, I don't want to do that. I just know that 5 years from now, I'll be, you know, continuing to do, you know, what it is that brings me joy, and along the way, there will be different things that will come into play, and I'll just adjust with them. But at the end of the day, 5 years from now, I just want people to be able to, you know, be able to fulfill their life's yearnings and be happy in their day-to-day life and continue to build, you know, a community of folks that can come together and build that sense of familyhood with one another and just keep helping each other succeed at, you know, whatever it is that they want to achieve in their life.
Yeah, dude, perfect. And that might actually even bleed into the next question. And this question is, you know, I constantly talk about building a legacy. I mean, mm-hmm. life is short, man, and we only have one shot at life. How do you want to be remembered long after you're gone? You know, that might relate to where you see yourself in 5 years. So if you want to elaborate on that, you can say, how do you want to be remembered after you're gone? And what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
Yeah, gosh, I do love that question too, because I'm a, you know, introspective person. So I think about a lot of different stuff and I'll ask other people these questions and they'll be like, dude, like, what are you talking about? Dude, I don't know. I don't think about stuff like this. But yeah, so I love that you asked that because I do think about things like this. And the sort of legacy that I want to leave behind is I want people to be able to say, you know, whether that's my own family members or outside people who never even knew me or, you know, kids and their grandkids, you know, when that time comes, that, you know, Blake lived a life that inspired me to live the life that I want to live. You know, I think that's the simplest and most powerful thing. I want people to say that because Blake was there for me and he was there for his loved ones and he lived each day in a positive way, that he lit up the room and he just brought joy and energy and the guidance for me and others to do what we want to do. He was that example that made this task or this goal or this dream that I want to do seem not so hard, yeah. Seem like something that I could do because he did it. He had his whole, he put it all out there for me to see that this is how he lived his life. This is what he went through. And he was transparent with that. He was vulnerable. He let me know that even he feels the same, that challenges, that things come up and he doesn't know for sure what's going to happen, but he kept moving forward anyways through that doubt and that adversity. And look at where he ended up at. Yeah. You know, it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. It's not about having any of the fancy or flashy things. I just want to be able to, you know, leave a legacy that made people feel better about themselves and give them the confidence to take action on those dreams that they have, you know, buried deep down inside of them that are just screaming to let me out.
Yeah.
And I just want them to say, Blake, because of Blake, you know, I'm here doing what fulfills me in my own personal life, and I was able to inspire others. Like, I just want to keep it going. I don't even care so much about the recognition to say, to have awards or anything. I just want people to live better lives and be able to impact others because of, you know, the ripple effect. Just keep bringing up that positivity, that cohesiveness, that love, that infectious energy, that when we come together as a group, that there's nothing we can't do. And just keep that momentum building, you know, year after year, generation after generation, you know, long after I'm gone.
Yeah. And the first step we kind of talked about earlier, the first step is identifying, right?
Right.
Identifying what that is that you want to achieve. And you've identified it. You know what your legacy is going to be. So all you have to do is keep doing what you're doing, keep working at it, bro, and you're going to get there. And I'm sure you already are, man. And yeah, dude, good work. So it's my last question of the day. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right, dude. So if you could use one word to describe your life, what would that one word be and why?
Oh, man, that might be the easiest question so far. It would have to be fly.
Fly, okay.
And the reason why I say that is because through and through, you know, that represents, you know, who I am. I don't do anything unless I'm able to fly, you know, whether that's starting something up from scratch or doing something that's out of my comfort zone, or even just continuing to build upon what I've started in the past. Everything that I do in my life all starts from me taking leap off that cliff and flying. You know, there's no do-overs. If I make mistakes, so what? But if I don't put myself out there on that ledge and jump, I'll never know what I can do. Yeah. And so fly is the reason why, you know, that's the word that represents me, because if you don't ever take flight, or if you don't fly, you'll never know what you're made of, and then you'll be stuck wondering, you know, what could I have done if I just would have walked off that cliff and took flight?
Dude, stay fly, fulfill your life's yearnings. Dude, good work, man. I really appreciate having you on this episode. We'll have to do it again. I look forward to your episode when you had me on, and I'll make sure I'll link up all of your information, your podcast information, in the show notes so people can actually come and find your podcast. And we'll kind of hook you up that way. So again, dude, thanks for coming on the episode, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I really enjoyed, you know, being on the show. This got me fired up throughout the rest of the day. So again, I want to take this time to acknowledge you as well for what you're doing with the H Project, and your willingness and your passion and drive to, you know, to help people out as well, and make your life better so that you can be an example for others and help them make their own lives better. So same thing for you. Keep doing what you're doing. I love what you have here, and I'm even going to continue to listen into your show, because I also find so much value from listening to others. You know, I have all the thoughts in my head, but it's just so wonderful and so amazing to be able to hear them, you know, from someone else who's going through the same thing, you know, day in and day out. You're very transparent about what you're going through, and that's so refreshing when we have so many, you know, so-called experts out there who are so far removed from what we're going through, that it kind of seems hard to believe, you know, that they could relate. And so you're totally relatable. You have, you know, you just have that it factor. It's just something that can't be explained. So again, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for having me on your show today.
Dude, I appreciate that, man. See you soon.
See you soon.
Peace. What'd you guys think of that episode? You know, Blake absolutely came on and destroyed it. It was really nice connecting with Blake and seeing the things that makes him grind You know, he's a very smart dude. He's doing some real cool stuff and influencing a lot of people. You know, this day and age, man, we're blessed to be able to connect with people online. Literally have never met the dude in person before. We contacted over Facebook, talked for over an hour. He had me on his show, which I'll make sure when that comes out, I'll link it up. All of Blake's stuff is linked up in the show notes. If you want to click the cover art, you can check it all out there. You know, you guys are amazing. Do me a favor, go rate the show. Leave me a 5-star. You know, that really helps the show grow. And again, you guys are amazing. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.